Here we go. All right, so one moment, please. And if you would, Becky, just say your name so I can tune in vibrationally.
Becky.
And say it one more time, please.
Becky.
Okay, one moment, please. And say your name one more time, please.
Becky.
And say it one more time, please.
Becky.
Oh, goodness. You've got someone here that wants you to do something. What do they want you to do? You have an opportunity for a great healing. A great healing. All right, so when I look at this rug, it's so nice that the universe blessed us with this rug in the office because I actually use it kind of like a color coding. I don't know how, it just started developing. So I see all the blue flowers are just coming out three-dimensionally to me, and blue for me represents Medicine Buddha. And that has to do with healing. And often it's not physical healing, it's spiritual healing. So healing of like mental constructs, beliefs, fears, things like that. It's really pretty significant in terms of what is coming your way. All right, so let me figure out. It's a gentleman. It's a gentleman on the other side that's helping you to advance and encourage you. Man, does he just, if he could push you, you know what it reminds me of? It's, this is what it looks like. I don't know if you saw Officer and the Gentleman with Richard Gere 100 years ago, but there's a scene where he knows how to get over the fence, and it's like boot camp, and you gotta pass this to be an Air Force pilot or whatever. Mm-hmm. So he gets over, but there's a girl in camp that can't make it over, and she doesn't get to graduate. So instead, I'm getting the chills, Becky, I'm getting the chills. So instead of going for the record, apparently he could do the record because he's Richard Gere. But anyway, he comes back and he works with her and he like yells at her and he's like, you can do it, you can do it, to get her over the wall. That's what he's doing for you. That's what he's doing for you. He's in spirit. Who is he? Who is he? Becky, say your name again, please.
Becky.
And say it one more time.
Becky.
You've known him. Goodness, let me try to figure out who he is, and then we'll figure out what it is he's trying to help you with. And say your name one more time, please.
Becky.
And say it one more time.
Becky.
Thank you. I honestly don't know who he is. What I can tell you is he definitely had an incarnation. He's not like a Native American guide or anything. He's male. He feels like he would either be a really close friend or uncle, or he's got that kind of energy, very supportive. And he is working with you. I don't know who he is, but what I can tell you is he's literally right in your face. And what I mean by that is he's like walking with you, helping, guiding you, and he's really good. He's really good. He's not gonna let up until you accomplish this. He loves you. He loves you greatly, actually. So let me see what it is we're trying to accomplish. One moment, please. And Becky, say your name one more time, please.
Becky.
And say it one more time, please.
Becky.
Something's holding you back. I don't mean to get personal, but it's like some kind of fear, some kind of something. And it's sort of, and say your name one more time, please.
Becky.
Thank you. It's the one thing that, as you heal this, I'm not even going to say when, I'm going to say as you heal this, I'm being directed by this gentleman. He's watching me really carefully. As you heal this, you're going to open up new doors for yourself. There's something this is holding you back. I can only equate it like to my life is, I don't know if it's self-confidence, I don't know what the heck it is, but It's scary for me to hold my power. It really is, because I don't like people projecting their judgments onto me. I mean, I really don't. I don't like being in the spotlight. It took me a long time to get to this place, and apparently I'm supposed to go out there on podiums and really talk to lots of people, and yeah, I have to breathe just to talk about that. But apparently I have to do this. I don't have to, but it would seem like a waste not to do what Spirit wants me to do. So it's the same thing with you in the sense that there's some kind of, you don't have my stuff, thank goodness for you, but there's some kind of, let me see if I can figure out what it is. One moment, please. And it's really good. It's really good. I feel like, yeah, I get that. What they've been doing this a lot with different people lately, like pushing people forward. So what I'm seeing is my son's play last summer, and he's on. I was helping in the back, like the mothers do, and I see you like being pushed out to the front stage. So it's like spirits ready to help you move forward. Is there something that you want to do? Something that like, if it wasn't for the fear, you would bring this into your life, that kind of thing.
I don't know what it is.
You don't know what it is. I don't. Well, that makes two of us. Okay, so one moment, please. You seem like a strong person to me. You really do. Becky, say your name one more time, please.
Becky.
And say it one more time.
Becky.
I feel like after this conversation, it won't be long till you know what it is. It is a healing. I keep seeing Medicine Buddha. It's definitely a healing. It could be the physical, or the physical could be related to whatever it is. But, Becky, say your name one more time.
Becky.
A door is opening for you. A door is opening for you. It's good. It's good. When I see a door opening, something new is coming. Something new is coming. A relationship, a job, something new. And say your name one more time.
Becky.
Something new is coming. I'll leave you with this. The way I feel about it is it's like coming over the bridge. Like all it has to do, like I grew up in New York City, so it's like it's always about the bridges. Like all it has to do is get over the bridge and it's going to arrive. It's close. It's close. What's going to help it is, yeah, I feel like Spirit is supporting you. This gentleman is working with you. There's something that has to, I don't know what it is, Becky, I wish I did. If I figure it out more so, I'll let you know. But something has to be released in order for the new energy to come. Something has to be released.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some kind of fear in releasing it. That's all I know, but I'll leave you with that.
Okay,
thank
good.
You for
thank
having
you.
Me. And hello, you look so beautiful. Hi.
My need to know, and my best and highest and I am.
Your hair looks gorgeous. Did you just have your hair done?
I just washed it.
Got
beautiful for you. My daughter's birthday party tonight. I have to look grandma.
It looks gorgeous.
Young grandma, the old grandma.
Yeah, you definitely look like a young grandma. Okay, so best and highest one moment, please. And say your first name, please.
Lisbeth.
And say one more time.
Lisbeth.
One moment, please. And say it one more time, please.
Lisbeth.
And say it one more time.
Lisbeth.
Just be happy. Just be happy. Let the cat out of the bag. You've got... I know you're doing this, but they're asking or supporting you and doing it even more so, and I've got lights going all out. On all over the place. In other words, I know you're doing this, so I feel like, why am I telling her this? She already does this, but they're insistent. You're allowed to be happy even when everything's not all put together, even when all the problems aren't solved, even when you still wish this was here and this was there and my channeling, my healing energies were open more. Like, go ahead and be happy now. Don't wait for, oh my God, this is so the message. Don't wait for it all to come together, because it'll all come together and then there'll be something else to deal with, you know, because that's how duality is, you know, they're saying. So go ahead and be happy now, because they're saying it's actually, it's a world of opposites. As you allow the happiness in now, as you allow the good energy in fact, you will help create the solutions for things that are still missing. Does that make sense? Go ahead and bring the happiness out now. And how I feel about it is, you know, like that chi ball or that circle of energy we had in the beginning? I feel like it's inside of you, and it's almost like inside of you contained in this little secret, little tiny, little boxy thing. And so they're saying, just go ahead and let it spill out in all directions, in all places and dimensions of time. Just pew, here I am, spirit in the flesh, whatever. It will actually promote your healing and support some situations realigning as they need to. And it's coming from you, so go ahead and get started. Be happy now. That's the message.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Hello, Joseph. How can we help you?
Whatever they want to tell me.
Okay. God is love. All right, one moment, please. And say your first name, please.
Joseph.
And say it again, please.
Joseph.
Okay, one moment, please. And say it one more time, please.
Joseph.
And say it again, please.
Joseph.
You're about to meet an old friend. You're about to meet an old friend. And say your name one more time, please.
Joseph.
Yeah, you're about to meet an old friend. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. Trying to figure out if it's in spirit or here. I kind of feel like it's here. And say it one more time, please.
Joseph.
And say it one more time.
Joseph.
Yeah, it's here. You're about to meet an old friend. You have done the necessary work to bring in new energies. And it reminds me of Svetlana's message that because she had faith in herself, she got downloaded with increased awareness energy something. So with you, it could be something in spirit coming as well. I don't really know. Something is happening in the physical for sure. But it could be something in spirit as well. But anyway, it's coming because you're ready. There was something that you had to do to give it permission to materialize. See, and that's what they're saying to all of us, that we don't realize how much power we have and how much influence we have in terms of what we receive. So the more that we can be open to receiving and allowing and permitting God to bless us, that it just advances our blessings coming in. And you have done your legwork to receive. So let me see if there's anything else we need to do. I see this big cross. Why do I see a cross? And say your name again, please.
Joseph.
And say it one more time, please.
Joseph.
I see this huge cross. Why? Something about, it's symbolic of the relationship between you and this individual. So my feeling is you served God in another lifetime, you served God in another dimensional reality, but that's a very, yeah, I'm getting the chills. That's a very strong element of the relationship, that the commonality that you have with this individual. There's a very strong spiritual faith connection or purpose in your relationship. And it's on its way. I will leave you with that.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for being here. Okay. And how can we help you? And when will you be starting your channeling group? I would like to know.
I don't know about that.
I do. I do.
So many different things lately.
Okay.
You know, so much. But all good, all great. And I just don't, I guess whatever they really want to say, whatever they feel is necessary for me, for whatever message I might have.
So, tell me about your spiritual gifts.
Something weird happened recently.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that. This
okay.
will work. So one of my spiritual gifts is something that is being aided
mm-hmm.
by otherworldly beings.
Okay.
And there's a big fear, almost,
mm-hmm.
in some of the media people that I know, Mercedes specifically,
mm-hmm.
about me being public with this. And the other night, my daughter, the one who's here today,
mm-hmm.
came into the room hysterical crying. And she came in the room, I have chills even talking about it, and I couldn't calm her, took a half an hour to calm her down, 4 a.m.
Mm.
And she says, Mommy, they came for us, and we didn't know, so we let them in, and they chased us through the house, but you had a magical box that made the room that we were in invisible. But you had to leave. And when you left, they killed you. And we watched through the window.
Mm.
So it hurt her terribly.
Mm-hmm.
That next morning, Mercedes called me at work to tell me that she woke up from a dream. And in the dream, they were burning me at the stake.
Mm.
And she saw it clearly that I was, that I need to, and they said to her, Joey cannot talk about it. She has to be quiet. They will burn her. And so, after my daughter having that same dream and then Mercedes having that same dream, it's just, you know, there's so many different things that are coming at me right now. I made a decision last week that at work, that I will not be doing what I'm doing much longer because I intend to have classes. I want to have classes of some sort. And I want them to be a combination of one thing that I really love,
mm-hmm.
but mixed in with this new understanding of the power that we all have.
Mm-hmm.
And that very next night, that night, not even, that very night, I opened an email and I was like, holy shit, it's another summit. The last one was 5 years ago, and that's for the first part of what I wanted to do, what I said, I want to do this, something that I'm familiar with, that I love, it's tapping. And
tapping. Okay.
I've given classes on it in the past, just from the first World Summit that I went through.
Mm-hmm.
And another one just magically manifested for me that night.
Okay.
So I said, that's it. I know that that's it. And then this other thing came, Barbara Brennan School of
mm-hmm.
Healing.
Mm-hmm.
And I found her school, and I requested information, and that came.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at it, and I was like, if that's meant to be, it's going to be. That will happen. It will happen if it's meant to be, and I'll make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
But with all these things coming at me and all these changes, and I know something's coming and there's going to be a change.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the same time, these premonitions.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what I... Okay. All right, so your spiritual gifts are your tapping? That you do tapping?
I have a magical hand. I can heal people with it.
A magical hand. Okay, so you're a healer.
Don't send any witch hunters after me, everybody.
Not in this life.
Whatever happened, what has been going on with me, that this hand channels an energy that is very healing. And when I say healing, I mean there was someone at work who was diagnosed with Merkel cell carcinoma. And I literally... He followed me around all day long, and it kept saying to me, you have to touch him. You have to. You have that hand for a reason. You have to touch him. And I wouldn't. And I wouldn't because I didn't want anybody at work to be like, what the hell? This chick is nuts. You know, like, really. And then finally, he was put in a position where we were sitting side by side, and he was standing at the chair behind me, and his leg was next to my hand.
Of course.
And I was like, listen, I got to touch your leg for a minute. I know this is going to seem very strange. I have to touch your leg. It hurts. It hurts. Don't hurt it. I'm not going to hurt it. I promise you. But I have to touch it for a few minutes. And so I did what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And we all went on. And I went home and I told Mercy, this is what I did. And she goes, man, if you heal cancer, there's something up with you. And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to heal the cancer. But I do feel confident that I did diminish the
okay.
extent of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was too much energy for me to absorb. And I immediately went to Carmen and said, I need you to help me. I
mm-hmm.
need to clear this.
Mm-hmm.
When it went through my arm, I felt a huge snake going. And the pain was getting to my shoulders and was getting unbearable for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so Carmen went with me in the bathroom and she put her hands on my shoulder and she did a Latin prayer. And she looked at me and she went, I just saw a snake fly out the back of your arm.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that whatever I did, that was my confirmation, that whatever I did for him, it
mm-hmm.
worked.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a week later, he comes and he says, they removed it, but they think it may have gone to my lymph nodes. So I was devastated.
Mm-hmm.
He called me a day later and said, I'm clear, I have no cancer, 100%, all clear. And I was crying, hysterical.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just so relieved. So, I have a magical hand, and that's my healing, that's my power, is this
mm-hmm.
hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I've even helped my daughter when her tooth was being pulled. I was able to pull the pain from her completely.
Mm-hmm.
And I do it regularly for Mercedes, who pulls everybody's energy from walking into the grocery store and comes home and says, please take it from me. And I do. And so I know that all of this will be combined into what I want to turn that tapping thing into something a little more.
Okay.
I feel that it can be expanded upon in a much bigger way.
Gotcha. So though that would be your spiritual gifts then?
Yes.
And I hear things. Okay, so one moment, please. And this is your husband next to you?
And this is my husband.
Oh, okay.
Who I want to heal.
Who you want to heal, okay.
I want him to be healed. He's got a lot going on.
All righty.
I found out that I need to heal me in order for him to heal.
Yeah.
So that's what I've been working on.
Yeah, I hear you, sister, on that one. All righty, so one moment, please. It's so nice to have you here today. All right, so one moment, please. So the first thing they're asking you to do is to release the attachment you have to the fear. So there's a lot of fear that's been built up over the premonitions of others. You know, before I say this, let me just confirm, because I want to say something about that. But to the best of your ability, just transfer the fear to spirit for the purposes of this group. And they're saying you're welcome to take it back afterwards, but you don't have to. So just go ahead and release that fear for us. Okay. And now if you would just say your name, please.
Jolie.
And say it one more time, please.
Jolie.
Okay, we still need to release some of that fear. But that's okay. So one moment, please. And say your name again, please.
Jolie.
And say it one more time.
Jolie.
I don't feel like you have anything to be fearful of. I feel like the reason everyone that knows and loves you are having these dreams for you is because you're carrying so much fear. They're all psychic and processing the energies for you. I don't feel like, and say your name one more time, please.
Jolie.
And say it one more time.
Jolie.
I'm going to say this. You're such my mirror. I don't see anything in the external. It's not to say something couldn't arise. You're not going to be burned at a stake. You're in the United States. We don't do that here. At least we don't televise it or talk about it. But all kidding aside, you're extremely powerful. You know that. So you have the ability. I mean, if you really, here's what they're saying. If you really insist on there being drama, you can manifest and create something to appear just to say, you see, this is what I want, because it's kind of like Louisa, it's like, tell us what you want and we'll produce it for you. In your situation, you're telling the universe, this is going to happen again, this is going to happen. And they're like, if you insist, you have enough good karma that even with your fear, you're not creating something. But if you keep it up long enough, theoretically, it's possible. I don't think it will. I really don't. But the reason everyone's having these dreams is because they're helping you process your own imaginary nightmare, the energy of it. And they're both very psychic. Your daughter's extremely gifted, by the way. We'll get to that in a moment. But they're taking on some of the energy. I have to tell you, just between you, me, and the walls, I could not stop thinking about you lately. I have no idea why. I did this with Mercedes. She's like, I don't know why I'm here, but I was called into group. Like I'm the principal or something. That's how I feel about you. I mean, like, I could not stop thinking about you lately. It was just strange. Like, I mean, she's nice, but why am I thinking about her all day long? So it had something to do with what's going on for you, and I feel like it had to do with the energetic support that you needed as you were going through this process. And say your name again, please.
Jolie.
And say it one more time.
Jolie.
Yeah, you have trauma related to other lifetimes for sure, and that's what's coming up. And to be honest, it's kind of freaking you out just a teeny weeny little bit.
Persecution.
So, you know, join the club. Join the club. You're amongst friends here. In other words, we're the club. I mean, we've been the masters in how many incarnations, so we know all about that. We've done it many times. But you know, when you go the guillotine and the head rolls around, it stays alive for a little bit, and then you transfer your consciousness, and it's really no big deal. And they want you to get, how do I say this? Just comfortable with the idea that you're eternal. You're eternal, and you just keep. Like the chameleon, you just keep changing. You just keep changing. But what's coming up is, yeah, you're stepping into your power in a huge way, my darling, huge. And so because of that, you're kind of like bringing up the deepest fears, and that's what it is. And you've got beautiful energy supporting you, and they are supporting you. You know, in a little way, I kind of feel bad that your little one's supporting you. On the other hand, she's her own master, and you know, she's more than happy to do it for you because of her love and affection. Yeah, so we're going to get to her in a moment. But in any event, I don't feel like there's anything external. Even if you manifested something external, it would just be a news reporter just bothering you. Nothing. It wouldn't be anything.
I think I needed to come today because I needed to hear that, because it was so clear when you said that
yeah.
I can, like, I've got it. I just need to understand that it's as simple as letting that fear go and saying, Spirit, just take it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't need to hold on to it.
Mm-hmm.
And my mind is that way where it just clicks. Like,
mm-hmm.
once I hear it
mm-hmm.
and I comprehend how it works,
mm-hmm.
I'm good.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I feel like I needed to get this message today from you. Like,
yeah, you
to
did.
Hear it along with every little piece from everybody else
yeah.
who came in.
You're not good. You're very good. I mean, you're super good. So keep on. It's as simple as that. Okay, so let me just tune in and make sure there's nothing else. One moment, please. And say your first name, please.
Joey.
And say your first name again.
Joey.
Yeah, you're going to have... Oh, Lordy, I hate to tell you this, but I say it, you're my mirror, so whatever. And the lights went off when I said, you're my mirror. You're going to have two or three more, got to get over this one. You're going to have two, maybe three. It depends on how successful you are with the next two kind of fear kind of things that come up. After that, you're home free. I mean, literally home free. Whatever you want, websites, mystery schools, magic, whatever you want, you're literally home free. So as things come up, just remember, it's like, you know, Jesus had to deal with the devil for the 40 days and 40 nights, so I'm in good company here. And just keep breathing and recognize that we all do this, all of us. And the compliment goes to you. It's kind of like Svetlana, what am I doing wrong? Nothing. That's why it's coming, because you didn't do anything wrong. It's the same with you. This stuff's coming up because you're really that close. You're that close. So this is actually, this is a sign of, wow, you're really getting somewhere, that this is coming up, to be cleared and healed. Simple as that. Okay, now your daughter. One moment, please. God, I've got Buddha boy at home, so
yeah,
trust me.
Question.
Oh my God, and they're so friggin' empathic, and it's like, aren't I allowed to have a bad day? And apparently no, because he takes the energy is my problem. So yeah, I've had that for almost 12 years now. He's 1 year older than yours. All right, so one moment, please. And if you would say your first name and then her name, please.
Joey and
mm-hmm.
Olivia.
And say her name again, please.
Olivia.
Okay, so I don't really want her to hear, but what I will tell you is, and say her name one more time.
Olivia.
She's gonna blow you away. You think you got powers. She's gonna be fine. Do your best to, I know you do this. I know you do this, but do your best to clear energetically. I'm not great at this. I have to be honest. I can really do better than I do. But I have noticed, like, even I have this tense, like sometimes I'll share this.